Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья. Начинаем наш воскресный вебинар, как всегда, в студии.
Hello, dear friends. We're going to start our regular Sunday webinar lesson together with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman, Boris Belotsirkovsky, and Simeon Vinokur. We are teaching the wisdom of Kabbalah, and we're going to continue the article of Shamati, article number 34. Boris, what have we been through in this article, The Prophet of a Land? Dr. Leitman, land means desire, meaning the most important thing is what is determined according to a person's desire. Boris, the first... In the beginning, we talked about the prophet of a land, that everything talks in terms of contrasts. And then we talked about what is separation and how profit and reward and punishment is determined according to suffering or lack thereof. Dr. Leitman, if a person distances himself, then he can check his closeness, and if he just comes closer, then he can feel it is something that comes from above. Therefore, our entire movement and our entire attainment, the entire spiritual essence that develops in us is determined according to ascents and descents. And we have to understand that without descents, there can be no ascents. We move that way, backwards and forwards. Simeon, we're going to continue reading the article. We have many groups, many friends. Please prepare your questions. We're going to ask you in live broadcast, and we're going to continue reading.
Когда не может человек сказать, что Творец посылает своим творением добро, он называется грешником.
We need to know that in that state where you cannot say that the Creator only bestows good, they are called wicked because they...
Никогда Творца мы не ощущаем страдания, а ощущаем их...
What can we say? We never feel suffering from the Creator. We only feel it when we don't determine it correctly. And in principle, it is written that a person needs to bless the Creator for the good and for the bad, because every bad, every evil that we feel is only in order to develop the sensation for the good and for the fulfillment that comes afterward. Simeon, so when we talked about a sin, is that what it means? The wicked sin? Dr. Leitman, certainly, there are no wicked, no sins, and all suffering at the end of the day come filled with pleasure. So we just need to prepare ourselves in advance for pleasure and suffering. And then we will have only the revelation of the Creator and only pleasure and joy. Simeon, only when they see that the Creator imparts them pleasure do they justify the Creator. It is, as our sages said, who is righteous? He who justifies his maker, meaning he who says that the Creator leads the world in a righteous way. Righteous is one who can justify the Creator's actions. He has corrected his desire such that he is incapable of feeling any bad in it, despite seeing that the Creator can send him a negative sensation. But he is so connected to the Creator that all the sensations that he feels, if they come from the Creator, they certainly come from the Creator. Who else can they come from? So then he feels them as positive. In other words, he conceals his sensation through who he receives the sensations from, Simeon. And then you can be joyful for every letter from the Creator. Dr. Leitman, yes, he can enjoy from every letter from the Creator because they come from the Creator, Simeon. And then he feels suffering. Dr. Leitman, no, he does not feel suffering then because they are covered by the Creator, the giver. Simeon, so we'll continue reading. Thus, when one suffers, one draws far from the Creator, since he naturally becomes hateful of him who imparts him torments. Dr. Leitman, correct. And then he is called wicked, meaning he is incapable of justifying the Creator from what he feels in the world. And to the same extent, the Creator is concealed from us. If we feel ourselves as bad, so we do not feel that the bad comes from the Creator. It's a special kind of direction of the influence of the Creator on us. If it's good, then we feel that it comes from the Creator. If it is bad, that is, we did not prepare ourselves in order to feel the Creator's influence as positive, and then we do not feel it as coming from the Creator, and we feel it as suffering. Boris. What does a person need to do in order to reach the love of the Creator? For that, we've been given the remedy of the wisdom of Kabbalah, that the light in it reforms, Dr. Leitman. Meaning, we need to attain such a state that we feel the Creator in a constant manner. The constant revelation of the Creator lets us feel eternity, pleasure, fulfillment, attainment, and that's the one thing we can do to reach the revelation of the Creator. Semyon. Baal HaSulam continues. Since there is light that one feels the matter of this is of separation, and there is light there which lets one feel the severity of the state of separation, and slowly as one intends to acquire the light of Torah, hatred for separation is created in him. Dr. Leitman, meaning he feels very sharp sensations of closeness and separation from the Creator, and the person can relate everything to his development. And in principle, there is nothing bad about it, because nothing disappears. We do not disappear anywhere, we do not go anywhere, there is no death, even this life. It doesn't exist, and death doesn't exist, so we can rise to the next degree. And there we float in this constant energy and in this general love. Semyon, meaning he feels the reason as to why his soul is separated from the Creator, right? Right, Boris. He begins to feel the reason that causes him and his soul to be separated far from the Creator. Thus, one must believe that his guidance is benevolent, but since one is immersed in self-love, it induces disparity of form in him, since there was a correction called in order to bestow, called equivalence of form. Dr. Leitman, here there is a problem. It says that a person needs to believe that I will convince myself with some nonsense. Faith is called the attainment of the Creator in practice, meaning that he attains the Or Chasadim, the light of mercy, and then he has no problem. If a person always holds himself in the degree of Or Chasadim, light of mercy, meaning the sensation of the Creator, then no problems in the world, in life, frighten the person. We know where it all comes from, where everything heads out to. He enters into constant contact with the upper force, and that is his anchor, his root of existence. And that is what we need to attain. To attain the quality of Bina, the quality of bestowal, where we connect to the Creator, even in the smallest degree, and then everything we feel, doesn't matter what, will be connected to eternity, to an eternal flow of our states. Semyon, why is it called faith? He already sees. Why should he believe? Dr. Leitman, no, it's still faith. Faith is called the quality of Bina, because I rise above my ego. Rise above my ego, and I do not see it inside the ego, but above my ego. Therefore, it is called faith. Semyon, so we have an opposite understanding in relation to the concept of faith, blind faith. Dr. Leitman, what people feel in this world is that faith is what people tell me and I accept it as knowledge. And that is completely incorrect. That is nonsense. True faith is that I attain the existence of the Creator and my connection to Him. Moving on.
не может получить то добро и наслаждение.
Only in this manner can we receive the delight and pleasure. The inability to receive the delight and pleasure that the Creator wants to give evokes in the receiver hatred for separation. Dr. Leitman, and here we need to, in any case, understand how do we come closer to the Creator? How do we connect with Him? We already discussed the quality of equivalence, and equivalence is only in that I agree to all the states that I am in, because they all come from Him. I do not consider them as good or bad. I consider them as completely equal. It says that the Creator shakes me from above below, above downward, and only in that I am directed to Him. And in that these changing states do not influence me with some kind of impression or some kind of matter, so then it is considered that I have acquired the force of faith. Semyon, and then one can discern the great benefit in equivalence of form and one begins to yearn for adhesion. In consequence, every form points to another form. Thus, all the descents where one feels that he has come to separation are an opportunity to discern between something and its opposite. Dr. Leitman, correct. Because we cannot define any state as good or bad, but only when we attain it from the opposite state to it. Therefore, every state is attained from the opposite state, only that way. Good from bad, bad from good, and if we do not feel these changing states, we do not have that difference between the states, then we cannot measure anything. We do not feel how much a person has this polarity between the negative and positive sensations and how we relate them to the Creator. Therefore, he doesn't relate to his sensation as good or bad, but as much as they help him be in connection with the Creator, and then he controls his states. Boris, Balaslam continues. In other words, one should learn the benefits of the ascents from the descents. Otherwise, one would be unable to appreciate the importance of being brought nearer from above and the ascents that he is given. He would not be able to extract the importance that he could extract, as when one is given food without ever having felt hunger. It turns out that the descents, which are the times of separation, produce the importance of adhesion in the ascents, while the ascents make him hate the descents and that the separation causes him. Dr. Leitman, correct. How am I capable of starting to feel the upper world, the upper state, which is not in my earthly desires, only in that I feel it as good or bad according to my earthly states, and then I rise above them. We, in any case, grow up from the earth like plant life. We have no other way to determine it. Semyon, when he gives this definition of hatred, the opposite of it is love, closeness. Dr. Leitman, correct. Semyon, when we always say that these two states are in the person simultaneously, could you say two words about this matter, or is it too complicated? Dr. Leitman, no, we can say it, but we need to move to the side a bit. The thing is, we are in states that we need to start defining what is really good or bad, not according to our beastly body, but according to the absolute, in relation to the external space, as it's called, the Creator. And in relation to the Creator, it is just distance and connection in this system. That is good, because then The parts can feel connection between them and with him as the one that fulfills these connections. That is the purpose of our attainment, to attain such a state. We are in him. We need to discover that for ourselves, emotionally and intellectually. And discovering that is possible through the group. We have no other way. If we create a group where people try to connect between them, where precisely in that connection between them, they can reveal the surrounding general force that controls them, then they start researching that force, feeling it, coming closer to it, and that force is already in their vessels. They can already do with the Creator whatever they want, because the Creator, truthfully speaking, is not just some force that does whatever it wants. The Creator is the general force of the entire universe, which wraps and includes everything. If we attain that force, then to that same extent, we can reveal its influence on us, come closer to it or distance ourselves from it, etc. Therefore, a person here already starts feeling himself as the source of the influence upon the Creator. So everything depends on how we create the group, creating it, controlling ourselves through the group, how we change all kinds of variations, different variations of that group, and how through that feel as if in a lab the influence of the Creator upon us. More, less, close, further away, etc. In all kinds of changes in him. That is possible to do only in a group. If we give birth to groups like Shaolai, Vilnius, St. Petersburg, Minsk, all we need is 5 or 6 people, and they, preferable men and women separate, not mixed, then they're already capable of creating among themselves such conditions that they would be able to research the Creator through closeness between them, expansions and compressions to each other. Through those expansions and contractions, they can feel him. What kinds of expansions, what kinds of contractions, what kind of angle, what kind of form? And in that attitude, in those relations, they research the Creator, just like we research in a lab all kinds of phenomena. The Creator is simply the general force, and we are those who are capable of feeling that general force inside ourselves, or changing it inside ourselves. Inside ourselves means inside the group, in connection between us. Upon the connection between us, we feel him. Therefore, we always recommend to create groups and unite in those groups according to the articles of Rabash, Rabash's social writings. If we work in that way, then we feel in those groups, we start feeling according to the extent of our closeness or remoteness from each other, even artificial closeness and remoteness, just like in a lab. So then we start feeling the revelation of the Creator in us. And then there accumulates upon us experience of how we can work with him. That's a very interesting action. It is called our spiritual work. So much so that we create a quality that will fill us. And when we get filled with the Creator, we start filling ourselves in the next degrees of reality, higher degrees to our world. Today, too, we are filled with the Creator, but on the lowest beastly level. Therefore, this degree gives us no feeling of eternity, perfection, attainment. And the next degrees, which depend on more connection between us, they reveal in us as attainment. And today's degree, even though we're all run by the Creator, created as human beings, similar to each other, connected between us to some degree, but it all comes from Him, from the Creator, this connection between us, meaning He connects us, and therefore we do not feel the connection as... We do not feel that connection with the Creator. And we start creating more and more connections between us, and by doing so, we feel Him. That is what we can say. If they want something else, maybe Plovdiv.
Такое падение.
Слышно, слышно.
We hear. Question. What is a descent and how does it feel in our world? Dr. Leitman, what is a fall, a descent? It is remoteness, distance between each other, and ascent is closeness between us. As in our world, we feel it, but in principle, in the spiritual world, they are different qualities. Ascents and descents in the spiritual world take place above and opposed to closeness and remoteness between us, meaning the more we come closer to each other or become distant from each other, to that same extent, we need to connect between each other. The separation and division below and the closeness and connection above. Those are two levels, as if, of our relations. On one hand, I feel the friends become more remote from me, and on the other hand, with my inner tension, I want to come closer to them. And those two forces, the rejection and attraction, need to work in parallel. Then, between them, I start feeling the upper world, the Creator. We need to go through that, and we need within ourselves to create that in us. That will come gradually. Let us take Almaty.
Hello.
In relation to the oppositeness, thanks to, with the help of left and right, we move up and down. And what is forward, backward? Is that cause and consequence? What is that? Dr. Leitman, forward and backward, really, there is no movement backward. There is no such motion backwards. It's like in our world, you can certainly advance backward, but in the spiritual world, no one engages in that because that's regression, but only forward. Motion, in principle, means progress. Progress is based on more connection between us. The more we accelerate the times, leap over it, not letting time pressure us to come closer, but that we bring ourselves closer. By doing so, we go before humanity into the future, moving forward. We can easily move ourselves 200 years forward, and humanity would continue existing in this helpless 2019. The main thing is that we need to speed up the closeness between us. A group which does so becomes similar to a spaceship. It simply travels through time. It feels itself, it feels time as this parameter that it is capable of changing. As it is written, that the spiritual world is above time and space.
Nur Sultan.
Nur Sultan.
Добрый вечер. Рав, мировой кли, говорят, что...
Good evening, Dr. Leitman and the world кли. We say that the creator hates the bodies. Does that mean that we need to hate somebody or something? Dr. Leitman, no. Hating the bodies means the ego. When we say body, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, it means our ego. The creator hates the ego. Simeon, but do we need to hate? Dr. Leitman. He hates means that he calls us to rise above the ego, to reject using the ego, to replace it with love and bestowal and connection. However, it's not discussing destruction of the ego. We're not capable of doing anything with the ego, but upon it we need to create conditions of closeness against the ego that separates between us. We're done with Nur Sultan. St. Petersburg. Where's St. Petersburg? Here they are, above St. Petersburg. Hello. Do you hear? Yes, we hear. Hello, Dr. Leitman and Simeon and Boris and the whole world kli. I have a question about faith. I believe you. I feel that. That's how I feel, because you're great to me. Is that the feeling of the Creator? Dr. Leitman, no. That is not the faith we discuss in the wisdom of Kabbalah. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, we mean the quality of bestowal that we call faith. We talk about the quality of Bina. And that you believe me, that I say something and you believe it, the wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't consider that, just like any other science doesn't consider that, because that lacks a foundation. Question, so I don't need to believe you, Dr. Leitman? That's your dealing. Question, but that's how I feel. You say something, and something happens, and I believe it. Yeah, Dr. Leitman said something, it's happening. Dr. Leitman, it's because when I speak, I connect in you all kinds of concepts that weren't connected beforehand. And from that, it's pleasant to you, you feel some kind of freedom, comfort, you start feeling in your egoistic sense that it is good, that listening to me is good. Because by doing so, I organize in you all kinds of concepts that weren't connected, that weren't able to be complemented, and now they enter into this mutual complementarity. And therefore you think that you believe me, but it's not the faith that we're speaking about. Faith in the wisdom of Kabbalah is the quality of Bina. The quality of Bina is the quality of bestowal. That quality is possible to receive if we receive it from above, under the influence of the upper light. The upper light comes, it illuminates up to my ego, and I start within this ego feeling an opposite quality to it, a quality of bestowal, a desire to give to someone, to fulfill someone. That is called faith. And it is not the same faith that believers have when they speak in religions, etc. The wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't speak about that. Question. So it turns out that toward that, I need to move toward that. I haven't reached that yet, Dr. Leitman. Okay, so what? What does it matter? You're on the way. You're on the path. Simeon, we know her. She's an excellent student. She's really on the path. Dr. Leitman, yes, she's famous. Simeon, you said something now very interesting, that a person reveals, that in your words, a person reveals some kinds of connections. Dr. Leitman, connections of opposite things that appear in a person from some kind of hearing, that is what gives a person the connection with me. He understands that it is worthwhile to listen to me. Semyon, once you said that there was some vessel that was filled with light and then its breakages fell into our world, and from each one of these breakages from this vessel, there is information from that vessel. Dr. Lehtman, from that complete, fully vessel. Semyon, and whenever we hint to that, it gives a person a feeling of truth somewhat. Dr. Lehtman, yes, that is correct. So we're done with St. Petersburg. Now the virtual group, MAC virtual group, the World Academy of Kabbalah virtual group. Question. Good evening. If we relate everything to the Creator, then how is it possible to connect between concepts of wicked and righteous? Dr. Lehtman, I find it difficult to answer this question. I would just say that the quality of bestowal and love is righteous. The quality of egoistic reception for myself is wicked. There is nothing beyond that, only bestowal and reception. Reception is sin, wicked, and bestowal is called a mitzvah, a commandment. There is nothing other than that, because the most important mitzvah, commandment, is the love of others. Let us ask Nikolaev. Question.
Добрый день всем.
Добрый день.
Скажите, пожалуйста.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hello. Can you please say what is the light? Is it a kind of energy? What is it? Dr. Lehtman. Light is what enters our desires, filling them and giving them a complete fulfillment through satisfaction, through knowledge, and the sensation of existence in all parameters. That is light. Light is the single energy that includes knowledge, which exists in the world and which carries out all actions on matter. And matter is called the desire to receive, the desire to enjoy. Therefore, the light works with that desire. And other than the light and the desire, there is nothing else. They are opposite in quality. Desire wants to receive everything into itself, to be fulfilled, to absorb, and the light only wants to bestow, to give, to fulfill. And from those two components, everything is composed, everything's built from that. The entire of creation, all worlds, and our world is built from that, not just us. Semyon, even our world is built from that? Dr. Lehtman, our world too. But in this micro dose of light and desire. Semyon, so beyond every desire there's this spark of light? Dr. Lehtman, of course, otherwise the desire wouldn't exist. Semyon, if I want a drink, for instance, Dr. Lehtman, it doesn't matter. All matter comes from that and everything that fills it, everything that moves it. Tbilisi. Question. Hello, Dr. Lehtman. How are you? What is sight in the wisdom of Kabbalah? How can we determine that, Dr. Lehtman? Sight in the wisdom of Kabbalah is not our sight. It is the degree of attainment at the level of sight, where you see clearly your actions from their beginning to their end, throughout all degrees, and that degree is called the degree of Chokhmah, where you understand all the actions of the light in your desire and all of its changes of the light, of everything that it goes through and everything that it does. That is called sight. That is called sight according to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Who else? There are no new ones, so let us ask Almaty again. Question. Hello, Dr. Lehtman, I have a question.
В соответствии с уроками все как бы на пути, и внутри возникает
такое. We advance in the group according to lessons.
Ну, полагаешься на группу.
and you rely on the group, you build upon it, some new account, and some new calculation emerges in you. Dr. Waitman, what calculation? Question, that a calculation that the group advances and attains. Dr. Waitman, of course that awakens what? I will just do it purposelessly without any calculation? Question, so what are your calculations? I'm asking, what is my responsibility, Dr. Leitman? Your responsibility is to bring the group into adhesion among them and with the Creator. Question, and what are my actions, Dr. Leitman? Connection. Connection between you. To the extent that you connect and come closer to each other, to that same extent you will feel that the Creator also reveals among you more and more. Another question. We come closer. And how can we feel the Creator by that? Dr. Leitman, He will reveal between you. Among all of you, He will become revealed. As much as you will connect among each other, He will reveal among you. Try to do that. We will try. Dr. Leitman, there was another question from St. Petersburg. St. Petersburg.
Я не вижу больше групп с вопросами. Они, может быть, есть, нам не показывают.
I don't see many more questions. Maybe there are, but they're just not showing them to us. St. Petersburg, question. Hello, teacher, I have a question. In relation to knowledge, can you explain that? You explained what is faith, but what is knowledge? All of us are built of knowledge. I have knowledge that I received at birth, and the books that we read, we receive knowledge from them. Dr. Leitman, faith is the quality of bestowal. Faith is the quality of bestowal that appears in the person under the influence of his efforts, and according to his efforts, there is the influence of the upper light. And then this quality of bestowal appears in the person, of giving. Not a quality of ours today to give, because I give and I intend to profit somewhat. But when they elevate me above my ego to that same extent, I really do receive this quality of giving, of bestowing, without attaining anything in and of myself. And that is called the quality of giving, the quality of Bina. Knowledge is when we act in bestowal in the quality of Bina, and from that in which we bestow, we start feeling and understanding how we are equal to the Creator, how we attain Him. That is knowledge. That is called knowledge, and that is called Or Chokhmah, the light of wisdom. And in that way, we attain two lights, Or Chasadim, light of mercy, and Or Chokhmah, light of wisdom. The Or Chokhmah clothes in the Or Chasadim. Another question, please. Dr. Leitman, go ahead. St. Petersburg, hello. I'm trying to understand the essence of this point. All people have anatomy, physiology, our psychology, according to these common laws among us, and there's this mutual energy that we have, but there's something that differentiates people, that turns each person into an individual. How can you interpret that, that each person has this individuality which is differentiated from others, yet they're still two similar people? What is this point? Dr. Leitman, each and every one of us is comprised of this certain composition of 10 sefirot, and they are different in each and every person. It doesn't return in any person, and in that way we are different from each other. We also learn that in the wisdom of Kabbalah.
абсолютно подобны кому-то.
So you cannot be similar completely to someone else. We are all, we have these different combinations of these ten sefirot and asked Semyon, is there a role of the point in the heart in this? Dr. Lichtman, the point in the heart only motivates these qualities, but it doesn't determine the essence of a person which is built from that skeleton of those ten sefirot, Semyon, and that skeleton is connected to the root of the soul. Dr. Lichtman, it is connected to the root of the soul, and each skeleton has its own uniqueness. Semyon, everyone has a place in that one soul. Dr. Lichtman, everyone has a place, his own place. Everyone has his own skeleton, that starting and ending point of his. And at no point is a person capable of being confused between himself and others. There are no different implants there. You cannot implant something from someone to another in that. Semyon, can you understand your place in that soul? Dr. Lichtman, yes, a person attains that definition of his soul, of the root of the soul, the root of his soul. We're not going to get into that now, but that's all before you. Krasnodar. Hello, we have two questions. A question from Navezhda. What is the mercy of the Creator, Dr. Lichtman? Mercy, there is no mercy in that the Creator is good, benevolent. All mercy, love, righteousness, justice, leave these terms in your novels, even though they come from Kabbalistic books. But we just need to understand that otherwise we are incapable of expressing our impressions. We cannot interpret them. We cannot express them, sorry. I can say that one is warm, sharp, that this is love, this is hatred. I need to express myself in that way, otherwise I have no way of expressing myself. But we are all emotional creatures, even though it appears to us as if we act with our intellect, but we don't. Someone spoke today about knowledge. It's all a bluff. It's all incorrect. It's not the truth. We are feeling creatures, emotional creatures, and we always communicate our emotions. That is the truth. Also, when I say 5,000 kilometers, I emotionally measure those distances. Where we don't have emotions, we also have no measurements, and we have no science there, and we have no discernments. We are incapable of acting in a measurement system coldly, without emotions. We just cannot. That's not how we're built. From the beginning, our essence is a desire to enjoy. Therefore, in relation to that desire, there is more pleasure, less pleasure. Only in relation to that we can measure ourselves. What was that question exactly? Krasnodar, you asked some other question. Krasnodar, yes. Second question. A question from all of us. The created being feels suffering in its corrupted state. Is that correct? Dr. Lichtman, correct. Krasnodar. Question. To the same extent, all the good that we feel that good that comes from the Creator. And there's this third point where everything comes from the Creator. My corrupted state that I suffer from, Dr. Lichtman, certainly. Krasnodar, question. So how does it turn out that at the same time I feel the problem and only the good that comes from the Creator, that only good comes from the Creator? How can that combine? Dr. Lichtman, your subjective feeling where everything is bad is your subjective feeling. Change it, and then in that same feeling you'll feel good.
Потому что ничего плохого вообще в мире нет. Вот несмотря на то, что мы проходим такие свойства.
Because in our world there's nothing bad, even though we go through such qualities and such experiences. И все равно, если вы исправите. There is everything in our world, especially in our modern world. But still, if you correct your qualities, you will see that the world is full of eternal love.
Давайте попробуем это на самом деле ощутить.
Let us try to feel that really. Novosibirsk.
Здравствуйте, Раф, слышно?
Да.
Hello, Dr. Lateman, do you hear? Dr. Lateman, yes, I hear. Novosibirsk, question.
То есть вот есть люди, которые, например, одни утверждают, что все проблемы,
они от власти. That all problems come from the government, let's say. And there are people who think that there are no higher forces and is completely convinced by that. I want to ask, that's an intellectual degree, right? So how can a people become convinced like that? Where does that come from? And how can a person be work with these things that he's already convinced with? Dr. Lateman, a person is not in connection with the source of those forces controlling him. And in any case, he tries to build some kind of motion of reality in what way the world is run. And he creates for himself these models, images, diagrams, programs, because he needs to find himself in some kind of way, even if it's incorrect, but somehow. Semyon, does that calm him down? Dr. Lateman, it comforts him. It puts him into a certain framework. He progresses somewhere, and then he changes that framework. But still, something exists. We cannot be dependent on, say, space. So let's see how many scientists there are, sciences, wisdoms, teachings, how much there are, and we still don't understand where we are and what we're doing. Until the wisdom of Kabbalah will become revealed and humanity would understand that there is a method here that reveals a system of guidance which has two forces, the egoistic force and the altruistic force that controls the egoistic force, and there's nothing else. Other than that, nothing. And between them, there needs to be this relationship attained of the middle line. What we learned in our morning lessons today and yesterday. I very much recommend to you to listen to these lessons, even though most of you don't understand what we're discussing there exactly, but still those impressions they're healthy. So I don't think humanity we'll have much more time to make mistakes and be confused in that. I think we will attain such a state where the wisdom of Kabbalah will be able to show rationally to humanity the structure of the world, how it's being run, and how we can enter that providence and really control our fate. Boris, we have two other audiences, YouTube and Facebook, so we'll ask a couple of questions from there. Question from Facebook. What should we do when we feel the suffering of the whole world? What can we do to help ourselves and help the whole world? Dr. Lateman, only to disseminate the conditions of bestowal. Where we can draw the reforming light, the upper light, and then the world will stop suffering. Semyon, another question from Facebook. How can we determine that the group and its participants are really Kabbalistic and not just people who are not Kabbalists? Dr. Lateman, for that we need to create conditions for connection, and then in this realistic way, we can bring conclusions of this connection. To the extent that we connect, then we will benefit the world, and when we separate, the world will have it worse. You will not feel that because he's not directed to that kind of review, but that's what we need to reach. That's practical Kabbalah. Boris, question from YouTube. What can you do when you get tired from the yearning for the Creator and the yearning becomes as if it cools off? Dr. Lateman, then you need to connect with the friends and then that coolness will re-warm up. Connection with the group can give a person new sensations, new opportunities. Semyon, we have many questions from Azerbaijan. Question. Hello, Dr. Leitman. I'm Zaza from the 10 in Baku, and Alek Bear is here with me, and we send you a warm hello. Question. We all try to act or play and bestow because the created being has no such feeling of bestowal to begin with. Dr. Leitman, correct. Question. And we know that all the Sfirot, other than Malchut, are bestowing Sfirot. But instead of bestowal and the illumination of Ziranpin, we feel some emptiness, this dark side of Malchut. Where does that come from, Dr. Leitman? Because we are all in a process where Malchut is still uncorrected. We first and foremost need to raise it to the degree of Bina, to empty the quality of reception of Malchut and the quality of bestowal of Bina, and then when these two qualities start mixing between them, then we are capable of, in a certain way, work with that connection of Malchut and Bina, the quality of reception and the quality of bestowal, where that reception will be in order to bestow. And in that way, we can receive everything from the Creator in order to do it for the sake of others. And that will be the restoration of the light in nature. Question from Shaolai. We do not hear you. Hello, do you hear us? Yes, we hear you. Shaolai, question. Hello, Dr. Leitman. And hello, World Group. This is my question. What determines the speed of our progress in the wisdom of Kabbalah? Do we need to know and feel whether or not we're moving fast or slow? Dr. Leitman, the closer we'll be to each other, the more we'll build connections between us above egoistic forces that separate between us, to that extent we will progress faster. Our ego will always grow in us. It will always distance us, separate us from each other. And we need to draw the upper light, and upon that ego, with that light, build connections between us in the force of bestowal. And then it turns out that below will be in this field of hatred, and upon it will be in a field of connection and love. Those two opposite fields are what will create in us the intensity of the revelation of the Creator in us. Nur Sultan. Question. The end of correction, Gmar Tikkun, is when all my thoughts, when I see that they all come from the Creator. Dr. Leitman, when all your thoughts will be in order to give contentment to the Riga. Talk to everyone about things that are not unbased. A question from Sochi. Hello, Rav. Question from Sochi. My question is, if you justify the Creator in your intellect and you continue suffering, is it still wicked, Dr. Leitman? So then he doesn't justify the Creator. If you would justify the Creator, you wouldn't suffer. How could it be? That's this inner opposition. You understand? Continue. Sochi, question. A person in his intellect says to himself that everything comes from the Creator, there is none else besides him. Dr. Leitman, that is correct, but he himself suffers. Meaning, it doesn't enter the desire. Most important is the desire itself, and not thoughts. Thoughts can only direct. And what ends all the actions is the desire. Therefore, if in the desire it's still unfelt clearly, the expansion of the quality and force of the Creator, the good force of the Creator, then it is still not called a complete action, and certainly a person suffers. St. Petersburg. Hello, Dr. Leitman, do you hear me? Dr. Leitman, yes. Question. If the Creator is a natural law, then what do we pray to? Toward what? And if I understand correctly, we only enter into some connection with others when we pray for others? Dr. Leitman, we do not act in something empty. We act within a single natural law that exists, the complete connection of all parts of nature. If we are separated and distanced from each other, rejecting each other, wanting only to exploit each other, if we will change our behavior and come closer to each other, then we will find ourselves in a spiritual state and we will see that we are in a completely different world. But for that, we need to rise above our ego and start coming closer to each other. That's what the wisdom of Kabbalah discusses. That path can either be a path of suffering, which is the path we are currently going on, or the path of light, meaning through the attraction of the light, the study, in a small group, not in the whole of humanity, but in tens. Please. Is that all? That's all. So we're finishing now. There's another question from the World Academy of Kabbalah virtual group. Question. Thoughts about the greatness of the Creator or the purpose of creation help to exit from folds, and then we can help increase the greatness of the ten. Is that the right direction or is it the opposite? Dr. Leitman, no, that is correct. Toward the 10, we're emphasizing that recently. I would say that yesterday, the day before, today, I started speaking about how we can really connect in the 10. Above hatred, above rejection, to connect in love. And these two vectors, these two forces, these two levels, below is hatred and above is love. As it's written, love covers all crimes. We need to create that and establish this state of two systems, like a sandwich. Below is hatred and above is love. That is what will help the Creator to reveal between these two components, between these two layers. And we need to come closer to that, and that's what we're now doing. Simeon, maybe one more question from Tbilisi. Dr. Leitman, so let us ask our dear Tbilisi. Do you hear? We hear. Question. My question. I hate this delay. A question about intellectual perception. Intellect is matter, it is light, or is it some kind of ego that we discover or something like that? Dr. Leitman, intellect is light that expands in the desire to receive, in our desire to know, to absorb, to receive. This small light is called light of intellect. Simeon, some kind of light that goes through the ego turns into being the light of the intellect. Dr. Leitman, certainly the ego is also vitalized from light. Boris, your conclusions for this week? My conclusions for this week. What we need to start coming closer to a state where we build two systems, two fields, two layers. One layer, the lower layer, is where our lower desires are. Everything connected to rejection, egoistic attitude between us, and the upper space where we relate to each other in bestowal and love between each other. Between those two levels, if we place them correctly one upon the other, we will start revealing their mutual source, the Creator. That's what we can do together, and we're progressing toward that. We will learn that tomorrow morning as well. I've already prepared that lesson. We will learn it also at our convention. So I request from you, be with us. You can listen to all of our lessons. Don't think that you're just such beginners and small ones. You're not small. You're capable of understanding with certainty what we're talking about today. I'd be very happy to see you on the screens. To your success. Bye.